Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Get ready for the Red River Red Angus Bull and Female Sale coming up on Saturday, October the 29th at the Vernon Livestock Auction in Vernon, Texas. They'll be selling registered bred cows and 2021 bred heifers, along with 100 commercial AI bred heifers. They'll also be featuring registered Red Angus Bulls and 100 AI bred spring calving cows. Join us at the Red River Red Angus Sale coming up on Saturday, October the 29th at the Vernon Livestock Auction. You won't want to miss it. To see a sale bill, you can visit cribsredangus.com.
The cattle futures market finished slightly higher, generally higher here. Now the front end, the October feeder cattle and live cattle both slightly lower, with October live cattle down 22 at 151.45. The December's up 27 at 153.57. February live cattle up 52 at 157.02. Looking technically at these live cattle futures, they have rallied significantly. You know, going back to the end of September, they were about 140, just below 146 in December. Today, about around 154. So roughly $8 of a rally here in the last couple of 3 or 4 weeks. We're above all the critical moving averages, and the trend definitely seems to be higher. And today's, you know, yesterday the market sold off. Today's rebound rallying back reestablishes that bull trend and really, really helps the sentiment in the bull camp. Feeder cattle were 17 lower in October at 176.42. The index, 174.85. So that expires or quits trading tomorrow to Friday's index. But there is about $1.50 difference there. Which will come together. November, the next month out, up 90 cents at 178.80. The January up a buck, March up 105. And then lean hogs were 20 to 32 cents higher. The December hogs closing up 5 at 88.50.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
The grain futures market, pretty quiet today without a whole lot of action. The corn were anywhere from 1 to 2 cents lower, with December corn at 685, down 1.25. Really quiet month, all month long. Even the whole month of September was quiet. And, so hopefully something happens here pretty quick, one way or the other, to give us some action. But the beans were unchanged to a penny higher. November down 0.25 cent at 13.81¾. We will focus on January. Going forward, it was up 0.75 cents at 13.93. Kind of like the corn, the beans have been steady, really going back all the way through July without any real action either direction. Wheat 3 to 5 higher in Chicago, Kansas City 5 to 6.5 higher, with December up 6.25 at 9.40¾. Today's cotton futures are going to finish down about 65, with December at 77.82. And they've been on a pretty reliable sell-off or downtrend going back to the end of August, is steadily going lower. So hopefully that cotton market turns higher at some point. The U.S. dollar today for the second day in a row is down. It's down 126. It's at 109.57. That's about 2.5 off the highs. So hopefully that lower dollar will help the grains rally. Currently, stock market's unchanged, and crude oil front end's up about $2.60 per barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.